Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to KCNR this morning. This is Linda Bott. Yeah, did you hear the car just running by? That's what's happening in the station this morning. We have callers calling in this morning, and I'm not sure, Jared, were we able to get that? Okay, somebody's calling in, and I'm not sure why the studio line. So he's trying to check. Anyway, Linda Bott, and good morning on this Friday morning. Pat Karch is here with me this morning. We've got our guests lined up, and we're KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. I want to give you a quick update with the weather. A chance of showers today with a high of 54, overnight lows of 38, slight chance of showers, then sunny with a high Saturday of 58, Saturday night overnight lows of 39. Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 66, overnight lows of 42, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. So we want to thank Shasta Regional Medical Center, who always brings the top of the hour of the news. And good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, Linda.
I think that's Haven Humane who's trying to call in. So either the guys, okay, we got him on the line. Good morning. Okay, going through. Hey, what's up?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. You know what? I'm missing not seeing you in the station, okay?
I know the feeling.
So did you just kind of like say, okay, it's COVID, I'm not coming on? When can we see you back in? Because we want to see the Pet of the Week in person.
You know, now the vaccines are rolling out and things like that, we're all in line to get vaccinated. I imagine once we're vaccinated here, then we'll start doing that kind of stuff again.
Okay. Well, I've really...
No answer yet.
Thank you. But I want you to know, so welcome to the show this morning. And we love, of course, partnering with Pet of the Haven Humane. And in loving memory of our beloved pet that we helped to go to doggy heaven on Monday, I am really going to try to get through the show today because I know she would want me to. So let's talk about who's up for adoption and what's going on at Haven Humane.
For sure. Well, condolences first. I'm really sorry to hear that, but I know you guys did the best you could for her whole life.
12 wonderful years.
I've got Romeo in my office today. He is a 8-month-old Great Dane and Mastiff mix.
Oh,
huge dog!
Yeah.
And he thinks he's a tiny puppy, but
how old is he?
He's about 8 months old right now.
Well, how did that happen? I always wonder how these wonderful beasts make it to Haven Humane. An 8-month-old, now that sounds like just a wonderful cross mix of like a dog that can do a lot of things.
For sure. He's a, you know, Great Danes and Mastiffs both were kind of known as like the nurse dogs, like the Peter Pan. I can't remember her name now, the dog in Peter Pan. But, you know, just really great dogs, good with kids. This guy's a handful. He's still a puppy, like I said, so he's going to need someone who can make sure he learns, you know, how to behave with his size and not just knock over.
It's all pause.
But so sweet. We had him hanging out with us in the lobby yesterday because we just didn't want to put him back in his kennel. We were having too much fun with him.
You know, I have a question. A friend of mine, Jack, who owns Sunblockers down, he had Mastiffs, and I recall those dogs almost growing out of their bones, or they would grow too fast, and he had to give them food to, like, stunt their growth for a little while when they were young.
There is some stuff with those large breed dogs. I know sometimes veterinarians will recommend, like, restricting their kind of activity levels as their joints are growing in and that kind of stuff, just to prevent injury down the road. I don't know about the food thing. That could be something with, you know, people who are breeding Mastiffs.
Do you know if there's any, like, additional cost a person would expect with a dog like that that you would not have with another breed, perhaps?
I mean, besides the obvious, like, food stuff, you know, he's going to weigh twice as much as most other dogs do, so he's going to eat a lot more. You know, all your vet stuff is probably going that's based on the weight of the dog. So it's definitely, it's not for the faint of heart for a dog like that.
Right, and you'd want a lot of space or some space for a dog, backyard, large yard, or...
Yeah, that'd be good for him. A lot of large breed dogs are actually lazier than smaller breed dogs, so you can get away with not, with smaller yards than you might expect. But at his age right now, definitely he's got some energy and he's going to need attention.
Well, thank you. And what's happening over at Haven Humane? Let's hear what's going on with COVID, your hours. Are you open? Tell us all about it.
For sure, yeah. Well, we're still open to the public. We're doing all our adoptions by appointment only. You can call us at 241-1653 to make an appointment for that kind of stuff. If you're missing your dog or looking for your lost dog or cat, you can come in anytime, regular hours. We just ask that you wear your mask, and we try to limit how many people are in the building at one time. Our hospital is still operating, same thing, by appointment. We're limiting the number of people in the building, but still open.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, it's our Pet of the Week moment with Haven Humane. Always remember, if you're looking to add to your family, to go to Haven Humane. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You know, in our neighborhood, we have a texting group. It was supposed to be to kind of counter crime.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 10 years, most of the texts that go out are people's dogs that get loose.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. We're able to identify them, and now everybody in the neighborhood knows every dog and almost will come to anybody. You can put them in your car and take them back.
Right. Well, this is what's so important about chipping a pet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A girlfriend of mine, of course, through the years, 12 years now, I've been going up to the Benton Doggy Park, and it has been a very big part of my social circle, and so I would hear stories from all different kinds of people. It's like, you may have a social circle that's just a certain group, or like your church group or your book club or something, but with the doggy park, you had all varieties of people with all economic differences and backgrounds and political views, and it was really interesting to hear information.
Right, yeah.
Come through there. And no judgment. People didn't get ticked off, and likely I didn't see too much of that by them. I've seen a couple, people, but through the years. But most of all, it was really all about the dogs playing and the welfare of the canines. And there was a small part and a big part. So one dog there, evidently one of the gals from the doggy park took it over to another guy from the doggy park house, and he is he takes care of all, he'll pet sit for a bunch of people.
Oh, wow.
And he's retired and loves it. I mean, loves doing that. And so she had a little dog that he was taking care of, and somehow that dog really got out.
Oh, brother.
Which you would never think would happen. Because this guy is very anal about being, that kind of person that would never let that happen. So the dog was wandering around and somebody picked him up and got the chip, or the call on his collar. He had the name of, so called her. She's out of town. She's like horrified.
Oh, my word.
So anyway, so that's how a neighborhood works, like you said.
Well, the other thing that Pam and I always enjoyed, we haven't had a pet for a long time. But we did enjoy going up to the doggy park where you would walk up above Benton there and eating our lunch and watching the people with their dogs.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
Yeah.
The socializing of the dogs.
It is.
If you have them on a leash, we noticed, they tend to go at each other. Once you release them, they all are sudden they're buddies.
I'm telling you, once you get out of the way, they figure it out.
Yeah.
And there's a piece about that. I found that I would go up there and if I was bothered or troubled about something, just because the dogs are a neutralizing factor.
Right.
And, so there's so many lessons they can teach us. And again, I can talk about it today without, I hope, I've got my tissue here. Because one of my neighbors across the street said I had to turn off the radio. I couldn't even hear you the other day. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
I was just trying to talk through it. Mm-hmm. Because something that you and I discussed, and I wanted to talk with you about this too. I want to share with our listening audience what's been going on with the station, because Pat Karch is here. And we know Pat is being just a multi-talented musician. He's been Italian of the Year. He's a guy that's worked in multimedia faceted in many ways, and you worked for the county, and you're retired from Reading School of the Arts area, working for the audio. What was the title?
At Reading School of the Arts, it was a facilities supervisor, which is basically what I've done since 1980, either working in public schools or in county government.
Right. And so before, that's been about, what, 6-7 years you were there?
2012.
Yeah.
Time goes by so quickly, yeah.
So before that, you were working for the county, driving around in a white truck, doing what?
Well, the county of Shasta has properties all the way out to the border of the county, and the repairs that are made by those are done by qualified individuals, you know, craftsmen, plumbers, electricians, kind of like what they were talking about on the show yesterday with the gentleman from Anderson. And so that's cool. But it's hard to find those kind of workers.
Okay, so, when we get back, we're going to talk more about that, because I want to discuss the county and that what you're doing for us here on KCNR.
Sounds good.
And we're so excited that you're here, and I ask you to come in and just talk about it this morning while you're fixing things. And then we've got Kimberly Bonet coming in, and then we have House of Realty coming in. We're going to talk a little bit about Rush Limbaugh and some other things. 7:16 in the morning. This is Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Give Judy a call. A lot of my friends have gone over to Judy, folks. She and her team is helping you decide how to save money. Maxwell Insurance. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Very good.
It's 9 o'clock on
and that's
Saturday.
When I think of the piano man, I think of Packard, who would, you could be the guy that they sit and call out songs and you know every key, every song.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
So welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott. How y'all doing on this 19th of February? What just happened? My goodness, this week. Where did it go?
Huh?
Yeah. And, you know, I haven't been on the air since, I don't know, but Rush Limbaugh, you know, of course. I am from Sacramento. And Rush Limbaugh was, on the station that my dad listened to. And so I grew up, you know, through high school listening every time I was in the car, AM. And then, I don't know, later KFBK and Tom Sullivan and all those guys, Kitty O'Neill, they all were under the umbrella of this talk, KFBK, which has got a signal almost you can hear all the way up to Reading.
Right, almost, yeah.
And so, yeah, he love him or hate him, like Carla said, I went on to the website today and there are so many different people of all shapes, colors, and sizes that are quoting their behind the scenes of people who would have been listening to him. And this is from Herman. Our strong-spirited friend Rush Limbaugh has gone to the Lord, and with some of his last shows, he chose to tell us he accepted the will of God Almighty.
Oh, there. Well, that's, you know, there you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah, right. You know, I mean, he has reportedly 20 million listeners, you know. So that's almost epic in this country.
Yeah.
And so it should be acknowledged, whether you like them or you don't like them, that kind of impact.
Right.
There is definitely an impact on people there.
Right. Well, speaking of impact, let's talk about you and let's talk about the impact that you're bringing into our studio here, our stations, and, you and Jim Brimmer.
Oh my gosh, Jim Brimmer. You know, so it's really not about me so much. A few months ago, when I knew I was going to retire from, you know, public service, I called Carl and I suggested that maybe he needed a standby engineer in case Jared or Ashley or some of those folks had to be out or sick or something like that. And then he gave it some consideration, and then we got about a month closer. He agreed to it, and we all met one day, and the idea that I'd be trained by Jared to work in the booth and then bring what skills that I have to the studio in terms of, you know, wiring all that jazz and audio. And then I learned about Jim. And that Jim was coming. Jim is, like, recognized in our area as the guy at the top of the ladder.
Right.
I've talked to people from other stations.
Yeah.
And they have all sent Jim their well wishes and are excited that he's here.
And he's doing well.
Right. And, you know, that I'm under, as Carl would say, his tutelage every day with Jim.
He's amazing.
It's like a new, it's like going back, it's really like going back to college for me right now is what it is.
That's it.
Every
awesome.
Day. It is. It's, you know, so it's great to have an old dog learn some new tricks, and I'm not even really that old, but, so that part is exciting. You know, and then there's the physical part of the station, just fixing things that break and, you know, stuff like that. You want to keep things in good running order. And
help. Learning about, since we've gone into the Iraqi system, which many people, will, you know, have called, you know, when we go off the air, it's because we have two different, we have the AM and the FM, and there's something that kicks off. Mm-hmm. And so it's an electrical issue. You're on the phone with who God only knows with corporate
right.
And you're trying somewhere with the systems through the computers And it takes a lot of time and patience to unplug, reapply, all of those things. People don't understand that to just get keep it going. We don't have like an army of people.
No.
There's five or six of you. And so I think it's really cool. Let's just do a little shout out for Jim, too, because Jim, since we began on the radio, Jim was part of our lives. When we were across town at the station, he was a big time engineer and as well as producer. And he's always been steady. And when we first started over here, because, of course, you know, God loved corporate. They loved us on a Friday and let us go on a Monday. And we were so doggone ticked off about it that we came over here. And let's. And I was thinking about this morning. Never forget who helped you get there.
Right, right.
So I always have to say that Mike Quinn sold his dark FCC license. Mm-hmm. And that at one time there used to be like four radio stations. But then... Mike had the oldies station right here where we are now.
Sure, with Sue and Jimbo every morning.
With Sue and Jimbo.
Very popular.
Absolutely, very popular. In fact, I was thinking about Jimbo this morning that we got to get him on.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue, of course, when Mike Quinn decided to just not do that anymore, so we kept Sue on for the morning show. But the Jim and Bob Belongi were here putting all of the... putting it together because we had just basically imagined just a room.
Right, right. And with nothing in it, and you had to build it from almost from scratch.
Yes.
That's what I'm seeing when I come here. This stuff hasn't been in here very long. And you want it to work. Your
right.
advertisers need it to work because they're paying money
right.
to advertise.
Absolutely.
So it can't go dark. You know, that's
yeah.
not good.
Right. So I love your emails. I love your efficiency. I love your patience. And I love the fact when I walk in, you go, I'm having a ball.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to be transparent. I want to share everything that I find and knowledge with everybody. That's my goal.
That's wonderful. So, and you brought us some interesting guests and talked to, there's a new show that's going to be starting with.
Well, we're working on a couple shows.
Yeah.
Actually, and the one is a progressive show, more on the left slanting side. And we're working on sponsorships and getting our act together for that. Mm-hmm. And then we're also working on a historical show with Dottie Smith, where we've already started producing the shows. And we've got, as of today, three in the can.
Oh, that's cool.
And ready to go. And I'm hoping by the time Carl gets back, we'll have 10 in the can that he can insert. And these are historical minutes that are written by Dottie Smith.
Yeah, she's just amazing. I don't think the Record Searchlight used to run something that she would write every week.
I don't remember, but she's been all over the place. Mm-hmm. And her books are available at the Historical Society and on Amazon also.
And probably at the Enjoy Store, I would think.
I would hope,
So we have just a few minutes left. What would you like to close with before we bring on our beautiful Kimberly Bonet?
Well, I'd like to mention to everyone that's listening that locally owned radio is very important because you can have an impact on the content. You could literally walk in the door on Market Street of KCNR and talk to Carl and Linda and say, you know, I'd like to hear a show about this topic. And they would give it some consideration. And that does not happen across America, you know. So feel very fortunate when you have local radio with local sponsors and take advantage of that. You know, if you have a topic you want to hear, or as Carl would say, something in your craw, just walk in and talk to them about it.
That's so cool. I didn't ask Pat to say that, but it is true. And, you know, it's almost like, for me, you know, I thought this was going to be a five-year deal. I said, okay, I'm all in for 5 years. We're in 11.
Yeah.
And there's burnout.
Oh,
I
sure.
will admit there's burnout. But I will say that for Carl, I love to see that because, you know, what do you do with a Marine who's been a commander?
Right.
Who has to fix things. It's like he can't. It's in his DNA. So this is a way for him to be able to have a platform where everybody, and when I say you come into our home, be respectful, because we want to be able to agree to disagree on everything and learn something. Open your ears.
Right.
Open Absolutely. Your heart. Open your ears. Learn something about everybody, everything. So that's how I feel about it. So we continue on because we feel like we're living here. This is part of breathing. It's part of the whole in and out.
It's important. It's community. You
it
know?
Is.
And we support the people that make the community. I know your next guest is Kimberly, and she has saved my neck a couple times for holidays for Pam and buying gifts.
I am wearing something today. I dressed for Kimberly today.
Ah.
So I want her to know that When I think of her, she inspires me. So she's not only a business owner, but she also writes for Enjoy Magazine. And she's doing something else. We can't really go into a lot of that right now, but she's working. She does we'll talk about that. That's a teaser, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
Well, Pat, we appreciate you. You're welcome to stay here if you want. With Kimberly, if you want to throw in a question, but we're going to bring Kimberly in at 7:30, and I want you to know that we love our sponsors, such as Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, located in Riverside Way and in Red Bluff. Cornerstone has three branches serving Shasta and Tehama County. Community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals. And, yes, we know they were the ones who really got it together on the PPP, which saved us.
Oh, my gosh.
And how many businesses did it save?
It was in such short supply. They were a lifesaver, you know. And even at the school, we struggled to get enough for our students and our staff. It was like you had to scrape and dig, and I had to swing deals, and oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about then. All right, so we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Just remember, this is your talk radio.
A bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Our great, great choice. Oh, all right, welcome back to our morning show. I'm happy to be here this morning. I really am. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. And Carl is on the other side of the country right now. So, just wish him well. He's off with the boys. And he well deserves to be lost somewhere in Madison, Wisconsin in the pheasant hunting in 8-degree weather. I hope he gets everything he wants.
Oh, my goodness. And hopefully no frostbite.
No. Yeah. But, you know, they're Marines. They're Marines. The guy that leading the group was a pilot in the Marines in the late 60s. So Carl just met him, and he evidently grew up in Madison, Wisconsin, where my brother went to my brother was a resident in medical going through doctor. And I went to school in Nevada, UNLV, University of, in Reno, first medical school graduation. And then he went over to Madison. So I went to Madison, Wisconsin at Christmas and thought I had, it was 80, I'm not kidding you, your eyeballs. You couldn't even open your eyes. It was so cold.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, and my brother laughed because, you know, living there, you know what it was like, just the snow and the ice. It's a whole different kind of cold.
My goodness.
So, welcome to the show, my good friend, Kimberly Bonet.
Thank you for having me, Linda. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? I love your voice.
Thank you.
Get in on that microphone.
Okay, can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
now, I love the fact that when I read your posts, mm-hmm. you are loud and proud.
I am. I have to be. Gotta.
I love your truth.
Yeah.
And you just don't care. And that is something that's very special because we all try to tippy toe. And when you feel strong about something, you just are like,
that's what it is. Hey, you know, as a writer, as somebody that's always been a person of words, you have to. If you have words that need to come to the surface, you have to figure out a way to share them, and you have to, you have to just let your heart out. And I think that telling your story is an important thing. And I think the more we share our stories in general, because sometimes people just don't have a frame of reference for what you're experiencing or what your life is like. So the more you're willing to share sometimes, like I said, you know, and within reason, I mean, there's stuff that people keep close to the belt, and I understand that too, but you have to be able to speak what is authentic to you, and people won't always understand it, and that's okay.
Well, was your world rocked when you heard it? And I don't have her name on the tip of my tongue's, at the tip of my tongue, but the laureate poet who, spoke and did her poem at Biden's inauguration.
Yes, Amanda. Oh gosh.
Tell me, that's not those beautiful words of creation.
Yes.
That
yes.
inspired all people.
Yes.
All races.
Yes.
All creeds.
Yes.
Amanda Gorman.
Amanda
Thank
Gorman.
You.
She
did
is,
you feel that?
Yes, I did. I think the whole
I
world
felt, it.
Felt that.
Yes.
I think that was the moment that we needed. It felt like somebody understood and felt all the hard things that we've been feeling, and
yeah.
you know, all the hope that we're also feeling too. So
yeah.
I do feel like it was something necessary in that moment. I do
yeah.
feel like it was a powerful thing, and to know that young people, you know, that young woman is 22 or 23
right.
years old. So to have gotten to that point at 22 or 23, to have that level of understanding and that level of ability to take a hard experience and to turn it around for an entire nation and world, really, of people. That's a gift.
That is a real gift.
22-23. It really
is.
That
was a God thing.
Yes. Yes.
So let's talk about you as a writer. That you once a month you have a column for Enjoy. I was reading it this month on fitness, but you talk about a lot about self care.
Yes.
And when you go into how far in advance do you do your
typically there? So it's usually about a 2 month ahead. So. But in a lot of ways, as a writer, you're writing things, you know, as soon as that idea hits you, you may talk about it 3 or 4 months in advance. You may not sit down to write it until 2 months before the deadline. But the reality is that when it's in your head and in your heart, it just kind of mulls around in there. And so you're kind of writing that story for much longer than you're actually sitting at your desk to write it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, I do typically write those things in advance, and I think that right now self-care is just such an important thing. I think with all the things that as a world we're experiencing, all of the, you know, just health issues, all the things that we can do up front to take care of ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, those are crucial, and those will be the things that keep us sustained when, you know, God forbid any, you know, the bottom falls out of things and we do experience an illness or a crisis. If we have a foundation that we can go to of self-care,
well, we were talking about grief, and I would like to just a little bit talk about that with you.
Yes,
because we were talking about it's a very real thing. Now, we experience and we are grieving the loss of our 12-year-old Snooki, who was our little baby light of gift. And today I can talk about it because I think it's a really, grief is really a real thing. And I don't know if it's because I changed my life so much to anchor my life. And this is the longest I've ever lived. I've lived anywhere. I've always been on the road. Carl's always been on the road. Mm-hmm. And we got married and decided to live in Reading. So our lives were built around this community, this station, our home, our friends, and this dog that represents us being married 13 years. She was our first year anniversary. We're going to grow together.
Right.
So there's grief in that being taken away. So when I've really been thinking a lot about people who lost their homes in the fires.
Right.
And people who lost stuff that would have been part of their vocation.
Yes.
A plumber I know lost all his tools. An artist I know lost all their... And in Cleveland, your husband, all the music, all the instruments.
Yes.
So grief is a real thing. You were talking about that.
It is. I think that for us, you know, it's a process. It doesn't just end... You know, when you move into another house, we lost our house in the car fire in the summer of 2018, which is hard to believe, but almost 3 years ago now. And, you know, there's still moments I look up and I'm like, dang it, those shoes are gone. Or, oh my God, that art piece is gone. Or, oh, you know, that piece, that photo that I thought I had is now not around anymore. So you do still grieve those things and you still have moments a long time away from the initial point of injury, we'll say. But, you know, there's also healing in it. You know, I think that what came of it, you know, when we lost everything, we were in such a crazy way blessed by so many people. The community came together. You and Carl came together. There were people that we didn't even know that came together to be kind and show goodness and show up for people. And I just think, had we not had that really hard thing happen here, would we have seen that level of humanity? Would we have seen the kindness and capability of people to just do the right thing and to step up and be kind? So that, as hard as it was, it showed us some really beautiful things in the mix of it all. And I think, you know, like anything else, when you're grieving the loss of a pet, they have four legs, but they're our babies. They're our family. Mm. And so... You know,
but there is light in the
there
love.
There is light. Yes.
I can't begin to tell you the outpouring. See, I was going to get off of Facebook. I'm just saying this to the public. I was getting off Facebook because there are some people that are bashers, and I don't care what how you believe.
Right.
I just there's a level of kindness.
Yes. Yeah.
And respect.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like the social platform to look at somebody's wedding picture.
Right.
And a little bit of, if I want to get on a political site, then I'll make it a political site.
Right.
That's how I feel about it.
Right.
So,
right.
I just found that I, you know, anyway, so with posting of Snooki's picture and talking about that.
Aww.
I had people from 7th and 8th grade, people who I just don't disagree with. I disagree with on some a visceral level in many ways, but they still have been part of my past.
Yeah.
And and through high school. And then I had so many comments of people who, like, made not just a heart or a thumbs up.
Right.
Really commented.
Took time to show kindness.
Because
yeah.
They've experienced it.
It's it levels the playing field, doesn't it?
Grief, and it showed me this humanity.
Yeah.
That I was ready to kick out the damn door.
I get it. I know. Sometimes I think there are those moments, and I think that's what those moments can do if we look at them. Like you said, if you notice those things instead of just saying, oh, I'm going to turn it all off, you were tuned into that and you noticed that that was something that, even though, you know, you may have things that you don't agree with somebody on, that is one thing that collectively we can all understand, the pain of losing a pet, losing a best friend that's been there for 13 years that mm-hmm. commemorates your life together. And that's what I mean when I
yeah.
say that those hard moments bring out something good. And
yeah.
if you look for them, if
yeah.
you're willing to pay attention to them. Yeah. So I feel so sad. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I'm so happy you're here. I mean, you're, like I said,
here.
I dressed for you today and I am wearing,
aww.
We're going to talk about that when we come back after this break. I have a Kimberly Bonet. There's a, her story or something, I've got to find out exactly what the name of your jewelry company
mm-hmm.
is, because it's always been my favorite go-to at the Enjoy store to get for my girlfriends.
Yes.
Wherever they are, wherever they're living, they have a piece of your, piece of the jewelry that you've made.
Thank
let's
you.
Talk about you being a business owner and what that's like and your inspiration. When we get back from these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Good morning, and this is Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons.
Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
Isn't that beautiful? I love it. Is that Cleveland playing? Well, anyway, welcome back to our morning show here on KTNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott. How y'all doing? And I'm here with the beautiful and one and only Kimberly Bonet.
Thank you for having me.
I got to do a love to sponsor Estate Granite. Mike, if you're listening, good morning. You do beautiful countertops. You're a great guy, and thank you for all your support. And we really appreciate, and we love supporting locals. So Mike at Estate Granite, in fact, I've given this guy my key. We did a little trip with my parents about 5 years ago, gave him the key, said, I don't even want you to, don't even email me a picture. Just do it. I know you're going to do it right. And he would say, what do you think about this backsplash? Don't bother me. Just do it. Surprise me. I know I'll be back. I love to give the artist, do your thing. Like if you're going to nitpick.
Right.
It's never going to, it's like freelancing, like a jazz singer or an artist that you must create.
Right. You got to trust that artist to do what they do.
Which is what we come to in this subject part of the show right now is that, you know, Kimberly, you had a store at one time in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
You're a business owner, yeah. And you're a fabulous jewelry maker.
Thank
I'm
you.
Wearing a pair of earrings.
The Joie de Vivre.
Oh, is that what? Oh, I love the front. Oh,
yes.
I need that. You know, I've been watching the whole, call my agent. I watched a whole series in French. Anyway, so talk to us about what inspired you and how you began her story.
So I moved here in 2008 and I opened a little clothing boutique called the Kimberly Nicole Boutique right in the old mall, right mm-hmm. where Market Center is on the rise there, where all the growth and progress is happening downtown. And I had a vintage clothing collection.
It was beautiful.
I loved it. It was always fun to have. And
could find hats there.
Yeah, you could find hats. And I had all kinds of literally one-of-a-kind things. And then I had some stuff that I bought as well. But a lot of it was vintage and just unique pieces. So when Cleveland and I had our little boy, we decided to close the store so that I could dedicate full-time to being a parent. But having this clothing collection that I had called Her Story, because I figured every single piece of those clothing items and hats and purses and belts had a story. They had some woman that had loved them and enjoyed them before and
wore them to an event,
and that it was just a special moment to be able to think of all of these years that these pieces had seen. So when I closed the shop, I clearly wanted to carry on the legacy of a piece that was inspired by someone that's lived before or a time period that's come and gone, fashion of different eras. And so Her Story Jewelry decided to emerge at that point. And that was crazy. It's one of those things, like we talked about, when something really hard happens, there's beauty that comes out of it. So having to close my shop was not an easy decision, but it ended up being one of the best things that could have happened because it allowed my company the creativity part of it, and not so much of the maintaining a storefront. It was allowing the creative side,
right,
the artist side to emerge a little bit more. So it's been now, I initially started the jewelry line in 2009. So it's been, we got online in 2019 in June. So I'm coming up on 2 years ago on my website, which is herstoryvintage.com.
Okay.
And it has been amazing to see people like connect with it. And like you and I were talking about, you know, it's something I always wanted women to be united by. I wanted it to kind of bring together different generations, people from different backgrounds, different places in the world. And little by little, I've seen that happen. And that's the greatest blessing I could ask for, is to see it come full circle and connect people. That's been
well,
my goal.
I've just gone online and I'm looking at your beautiful pieces. Now, the Antwerp.
Yes.
Those have been the earrings and the necklace that I keep on giving, because I know myself, I have two colors. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what they were called. Now, what is the Antwerp?
So when I was 24 years old, I was dating a gentleman that lived in Europe at that time. He was from here, but he was in the military. And I went to Antwerp, Belgium.
Okay.
We just took a little side trip and we went there, and I had never even so much as heard of Antwerp, Belgium, but I went, and I remember standing on these streets and looking up at this amazing cathedral. It was a Gothic cathedral, and I thought, wow, that thing is amazing. And it's one of those things that just kind of stops you in your tracks, and you kind of have to stop and take notice of it. Well, when I was in another space and time and stumbled on some little sea glass teardropped beads in, I think I was Ashland, Oregon at that time, found these beads, and I was like, gosh, those are beautiful, but I have to have the right cap, the right elements to make that happen. So I bought the beads. I had the memory in my head of that beautiful cathedral, and then one day I stumbled on the caps, which are the metal filigree
beautiful
toppers, and it just reminded me of that Gothic cathedral in Antwerp, Belgium. And so when they came together, it was like magic, and they have been some of my best sellers the entire time I've had them, which is probably now about 4.5 to 5 years, I think they've been.
They're
in
classic.
Production.
They're absolutely beautiful. But can you have these manufactured, the top of the earrings, the cap?
No, I don't. I actually was able to find them. Thank goodness. I didn't have to go through any kind of fabrication of them. But it is something that if they ever, God forbid, they ever stop making that cap, I'm going to have somebody make it, because those are important.
It's the look.
Yes, it really does pull it together. Yes.
And so anyway, those are still available, and you sell. If you don't want to, if you can't do online, or you don't like to buy stuff online, you can go to the Enjoy Store,
yes,
and there are pieces that you can feel that if they're going to be too heavy on your ear, or you can see where they fall on your neckline,
right?
And or buy them as a present, because they are keepsakes. They're just really reasonable.
I try to make them reasonable. I know. I try. My mom always tells me, she says, you know, you've got to be considerate, Kim. You spend so much time and so much money and so much this. And I said, Mom, I want people to feel loved when they wear them. And if they're not accessible to somebody, how do they get to feel that love through that piece if they can't put their hands on it? What's the point? It should be something that's fun to wear, fun to give, able to, you know, not feel like it's breaking the bank. And I do have some pieces that are expensive, and when they're a very expensive piece, it's because it's warranted. It's been a lot of cost invested in it, mm-hmm, and a lot of time invested in making it. It's vintage elements that are one of a kind, or things,
right,
I can't get again. So when it's necessary, it'll be a little bit more of a pricey piece. But if it's something that I can continue to pass on what I'm doing in my heart to somebody,
that's awesome.
That's what I want to do.
That's,
you know,
that's the specialness about you. So it's called herstoryvintage.com.
Yes.
Wonderful creations on there. I have to say, I love your website. It's very clean.
Thank you. Yes.
It's clean and accessible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a tech person as much. It's taken a lot to get to the website portion, because I am not as much of a, like I said, I can navigate as much as I need to. I'm more of a writer than I am a tech person, but it just, that platform has made things a lot easier. It's a Shopify platform.
And along with creating your jewelry, mm-hmm. along with your business that you own, along with writing for the Enjoy magazine, mm-hmm. you're also doing public relations for the city, because I know that we are getting press releases or something that's going on, and they're beautifully written, and then it has you on air. I'm like, what? So, so that is like something else this is put into your little...
Yes.
Your ball of wax.
Yes, yes.
So we have just 1 minute.
Yes.
So let's sum up and close the show on this portion of what's new for you? What's happening for you? Where's the future?
The future is being able to still continue writing, because writing is the thing I love. It's my profession and my passion as well. And it's being able to infuse the writing and the jewelry design. And I feel like that's what I'm getting to do with this business as well. But I also just, like, I feel blessed to be able to work somehow to do something positive for the community through writing, but also just to kind of show some love to women as we're going along here. That's always my goal, so.
Love it. Thank you for being with us this morning. I feel the love.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to come back after. We're going to be with House of Realty. What's happening in the real estate market in the North State? Stay tuned.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Persists and legislative Republicans moving ahead with plans for an investigation of the governor for sending COVID-positive hospital patients back to nursing homes. State Assembly Republican leader Will Barclay working to form an impeachment commission. From 3 million to 185,000 in just a couple of days, the number of utility customers without power in Texas continues to decline. Meanwhile, President Biden is offering federal assistance to the state, slammed by severe weather.
The president called Texas Governor Greg Abbott to discuss the ongoing situation. Mr. Biden tweeted that they talked about ways the federal government can support the state's recovery from the storm. He said he told Abbott that he'll work relentlessly to get his state. FEMA has already sent generators, blankets, food, and water to Texas. Greg Clugston, the White House.
House Speaker Pelosi says the 9/11 style commission investigating the U.S. Capitol riot must have subpoena powers.
Calls for such a commission have increased after impeachment charges against former President Trump failed. Speaker Pelosi tells reporters it should have the ability to demand testimony.
Do you anticipate that this commission will have subpoena power? I mean, what kind of power do you think the commission will have?
Well, you have to have subpoena power, yes.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the commission must be evenly split between both parties. And Republican Caucus Chair Liz Cheney also said the commission needs to have subpoena power and should be made up of retired officials from both parties. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden has unveiled an immigration reform plan. Among other things, it offers an 8-year path to citizenship, some call it amnesty, for 11 million people in the U.S. illegally. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 130 points, the NASDAQ ahead 93, and the S&P trading 14 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
A woman who was shot in the head by police last week during a protest against a military coup in Myanmar has died.
The young woman was the first protester to be killed since Myanmar's army seized power on February the 1st and detained the country's elected leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. The demonstration turned violent when the security forces tried to disperse protesters using water cannon, rubber bullets, and live rounds. At least two other people were reported to have been critically wounded. The young woman, who turned 20 while in a coma, has become a symbol of resistance for protesters, who've wielded massive banners portraying her likeness during demonstrations.
And that's the BBC's Bernadette Keogh. The UK Supreme Court has ruled that Uber drivers in Britain should be classified as workers and not self-employed. The decision threatens Uber's business model and holds broader implications for the so-called gig economy. News and analysis at townhall.com. One of America's most prominent Christian athletes is retiring.
Tim Tebow is leaving baseball after 5 years as a minor leaguer with the New York Mets. The college and pro football star returned to baseball in 2016 for the first time since his junior year of high school and reached AAA. He was hired by ESPN as a college football analyst in 2013 and worked in broadcasting throughout his time, pursuing a chance to play Major League Baseball.
That's correspondent Keith Peters. Used home sales up again last month, a sign that the housing market's strong momentum from 2020 may be carrying over into this year. Existing U.S. home sales up 0.6% in January from the previous month. And stocks on the rise on Wall Street this morning, this final trading day of the week, the Dow up 125 points, the NASDAQ ahead 103. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. Let's start all over. Boop. Good morning and welcome to our morning show, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, Free Fire Radio, with Linda Bott. Carl, we would say, is on a great assignment, and he'll have to tell you all about it next week. I can't wait to hear the stories as he... We're just going to wait. I'm going to give you the weather update. Chance of showers today with highs of 54, overnight lows of 38. Slight chance of showers on Sunday with a high of 58 on Saturday. Saturday night calls for 39 tomorrow. Sunday, sunny, 66. And Monday, sunny with a high of 73. And then we go back down to Tuesday with the sunny with a high of 65. So slight chance of showers on Saturday, where we looked at the first of the week. It looked like we might have had a sunny weekend, but that's how things change with the weather movement. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. This portion of the show, we're going to do a shout-out to our Crackmaster friend, Jeff Wurst, who owns Crackmaster. With chips and cracks up to 22 inches, they can truly fix your window. Why have it replaced when you can just get it fixed? Up to 24 inches, actually. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. You're not going to be disappointed. That's Crackmaster, 3208 South Market Street. I'm here this morning with our good friends and realtors, House of Realty with the Middletons. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
All right. So I know you guys have actually, Cameron, you've come in before and you've hosted a show.
A couple times now,
and we really appreciate that because we know that you've been a man about town here for since you were born.
At least out of diapers.
Out of diapers, that's right. And so we want to hear from you and both of you, Bruce Middleton and Cameron, what is going on in the Northern California market? Are we holding?
Well, we're holding. What we're not seem to be finding is some houses to list. You know, you can probably go out today and see both houses on the market. I joke, but it's not too far away from that. In fact, what we have at this point, we're down to 336 houses on our multiple listing service. And keep in mind those, that's all throughout the county. Some of those are ones that have been put on our MLS, but are even out of the county. So several of those are in Tehama County. We have some in, you know, there's a few scattered in Siskiyou and Lassen. Excuse me. But to really kind of put that number in perspective, about half of that is actually in the city of Redding.
So I'm wondering, I mean, as you look at, and I'm sure our listeners are too, and I would encourage anybody to call in live On the air right now, if you'd like to ask our guest, the Middletons from House of Realty, any questions, maybe about your real estate or about your home, or and I still have to get you to come on over, Cameron, and do like the line lot. Or lot line, I guess it's called. And give us a call at 605-4567. If you have questions, because my curiosity is, do you think that this is the lowest since we've known you of the market, as far as the numbers of the market, houses on the market?
I've never seen it lower. We've had as many as 2,400, and we're down under 400. And in the city of Reading, we probably have 170 homes for sale, which is really, really nothing. I can remember the days when you could call and say, hey, I want 2,000 square feet on the west side of town with a pool. So we'd look it up and say, okay, meet me tomorrow morning, and we'll go look at all nine of them.
Right.
Now they're none. Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, and we're getting into bidding wars. There's so few listings. Rob listed one the other day for $450 and had 11 offers in 2 days.
Do you encourage people with coming on? We love to, you know, again, support your this local flavor, and you guys have been in the business, a family-owned business for, we're not over 50 years, right?
Yeah, 56.
Okay, 56. So for people who are listening right now and they're thinking they if there's a fear behind listing, and I would say go to the professionals. What do you think? Maybe there's two thoughts that are coming out of my mouth right now. One would be why people aren't selling, and or what can we do to encourage them if you've been thinking about it? Now's the time.
Well, someone that needs to sell their home or wants to, it's a great time to list your home. Prices are going up. New benchmarks are being set every day. The problem is you're going to be amazed at what you can get for your house, but what are you going to do from there?
Right.
If you're looking to buy another one, I mean, that one, if you're going to, you know, upsize, those homes have gone up comparably as well. Or a lot of the elderly are deciding to downsize, but there's so little on the market. I think Cameron looked the other day, and what are there, three or four homes under 200,000, and that's all?
Yeah, I had one at, I was looking under 200. We were, I think at one point we got up to six, and this was last week, but I think, and then we hit, I looked at 200 to 250, because we had a client that wanted to list in that range. There were five in Reading, five homes. One of them was two homes on one lot. I'm not sure if I would count that. There was five between 250 and 280. So literally, if you've got a very small range, it's tough. As you go higher on the scale, there's more on the market, especially in the 400s and 500s. Mm-hmm. We have some new construction going on in town, and so you're competing with that new construction.
Mm-hmm.
There are more. But I looked again from 300 to 350 for a client, I think Tuesday. There were 21 homes. She wants one with a pool. There was one. There was one home in Reading with an in-ground pool between 300 and 350, and that's the average range. So, you know, if you've got specific things you're looking for, it's very difficult. And if somebody's moving up in the market, they're going to have a little bit of a better go of it. They've got more competition for the house they're selling, a little less competition in those higher ranges. But if you're downgrading, it's very difficult, and that's the part, is you may be able to sell your house for a fortune, but then you've got to turn around and buy one. And where are you going to find it? It's very, very difficult. And we're seeing a lot of people getting very creative on these offers.
Mm.
So when they're actually coming in, and they may be saying, hey, we're going to let the seller, you know, rent back for X amount of time, mm-hmm. at no charge. We're going to throw in a no appraisal contingency. We're going to throw in, I mean, they're trying to do various things to make their offer a little bit better than the next, even if they might be equally above asking price.
Well, I was wondering if when we bought, it was high market. And we're right back there.
Oh, yeah, we are. I remember, you know, 2006, 2007 is when we peaked. And you know, 2014, 15, they were saying it'd be 2025 before we reach 2006 prices again. We're already there.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, and they're going up. One of the other problems, Linda, is that New construction is so expensive right now. Lumber is at an all-time high. My nephew, Robbie, who owns Middleton Homes, I think has 18 homes under construction. He's having to order now for windows, different things, 2 months in advance.
Right.
And the, you know, the number of subs, we don't have enough subs out there right now. So everything is going up. People are able to afford more house, more expensive homes due to the rates, but you know, we're getting 2,000 square foot homes that are being constructed that are over 500,000. So it's 250 a foot and more, depending upon the quality of the home.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to ask you both about, you know, you're a business downtown Reading, and what you see each month that you come on, there's always something that's evolving. Let's talk about downtown. Let's talk about the river, like any new developments. I'm sure our listeners would love to hear from the inside information of the realtors who are in the know. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. We'll see you after the messages.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR. Thank you.
Good.
Welcome back to our morning show. Hey, it is Friday, the 19th. What are you doing this weekend? 8:19 in the morning here. It's Linda Bott. How are you doing? Carl is on a fabulous assignment, and he'll probably be all gushing about it when he comes back. So, anyway, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM on your dial, on your radio, on your computer. I haven't pulled up, geez, chat pack. I better get in there and see how you guys are doing. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yes, they have definitely, Carl says, in times of need, he has gone to Four Winds Jewelry. They'll cover you. Trust me. They are great folks. We go in there and, locally owned again and they do the job. So if you're looking for a jeweler or any kind of, appraisal or any kind of stone setting or get your prongs fixed at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm cracking myself up. Let's go to the phones, Nick. What's
hey,
on your mind?
Good morning. Thanks for getting me on. I've got a announcement, and I've got a question for Cameron and Bruce. Sunday at 8 o'clock on my show, I'm going to have a national writer on. This person has had 11 or 12 articles since the first of the year in a national publication, and it promises to be a lively conversation. I'm not going to tell you who it is because a year or so ago I was supposed to be on with one of the, I consider, a local celebrities. And somebody called them up and told them it would be to their benefit probably not to go on with me because I'm a loose cannon. So tune in Sunday morning. Now to the question. Cameron, Bruce, I see a lot of articles in the paper that we're going to start building small houses, maybe small trailers, some kind of living accommodations for homeless that are going to be scattered around town. And I'm wondering what the repercussions are to quality of life in the neighborhoods, and more importantly, does this affect the value of people that are wanting to list their homes?
Nick, that's a good question. And first off, that was a great pitch for your show.
Thank you. Phenomenal on that.
And secondly, so just to give a little bit of background on that, that issue came before us at the Planning Commission a little while ago, and what was brought up was maybe doing these what are called Conestoga huts, and they're very small huts, and doing a little it was called a community of those small structures. They've since changed what that structure will look like, and the idea is if you're in one of these little communities, they are supervised, they have security, they have bedrooms, bathrooms, cooking facilities, everything else. And they looked at either doing small ones, which were three huts or less, or large ones, which were like 20 or less. And it came before us at the Planning Commission, and the initial proposal, I think, was a little loose. We indicated we wanted to have them not put them in residential areas, that any time one of these was going to be up for approval, that it at least went to a review of some kind of public comment, public forum, a hearing. And then something came around. Somebody discovered something with the state of California called Measure O. And it has to do with emergency shelter housing. And if the city declares an emergency shelter crisis, then they can move forward with this and really do it in more of where they want. And so this kind of, I'm trying to get a little bit more clarification from the city, but I essentially what happened was because of this, they have sort of taken what we did and now are moving in a bit of a different direction. And so it's still kind of in the proposal phase of how they're going to do this. I know there are one or two organizations or people in town that are really pushing for this actively, but they are not disclosing as of yet where they want to put these. And so I know this is in a proposal phase. It hasn't been fully approved by the council yet, but it looks like it's going to go to the council, and that any one of these that are going to be proposed at the moment has to go before the city council before they're able, you know, to get full approval and move forward. But we'll see. We talked about this at length yesterday at our legislative committee meeting for the Shasta Association of Realtors. And so we want to be a part of that process and to find out from those that I have talked to that are in the social services realm, they have all indicated to me the same thing, that these can be effective if they're done right, they're put in the right place, they're run properly, and they're well-funded. They can also be a complete disaster if they're not done right and they're done on the cheap. So I think it'll be very interesting to see what happens and how this proposal comes out or comes to the city council and what they approve and how they approve this format moving forward. Again, I'm willing to try a three-person or three-hut little village and see how it works with the funding and everything else. And try something on a trial basis if it's located in the right place, say a commercial or an industrial district, or a type of zoning. But I will see what happens if these are going to end up in residential zones. The argument to put them in residential zones is that in some of these cases, to put them on a property that is a church or a nonprofit location, and put it maybe in their parking lot, but at least there's a facility there and people in that building that can be part of this. Those may be zoned, or those might be in a residential zone. So the argument, that was the argument that was made. Not that I'm for it, but that was the argument that was made.
Cameron, I'd appreciate it. You know how to get a hold of me personally. If you'd give me a call when there's some of these meetings I could go to.
You got
one thing I'd like to point out is I understand Don L. Ewert figured out some way to get about $3 million past the supervisors and, in fact, has the idea of buying houses in subdivisions and placing homeless people in these houses. And grant you, maybe they're supervised. Maybe with the huts they're supervised. But they're not supervised when they leave and go downtown. And, you know, who knows what goes on when they're transit back and forth. And I've got no problem helping people, but I go down to the library and over on Churn Creek and other places where these people gather, and I really don't see too many that I want to help that I would trust, that I would hire. So, you know, the community needs to be involved in this decision, not just the supervisors and the city council. And we need an opportunity to voice our concerns.
I couldn't agree more, Nick, on that. And I know that was the point I personally made as a planning commissioner, was that this had to go to a public hearing. There was discussion about with the small ones in heavy commercial and heavy industrial zones not to have to go to a Board of Administrative Review meeting or a Planning Commission meeting or City Council to just go ahead and have it be approved, kind of at the staff level. I know the Commission objected to that. The Council really emphatically said when it came to them that they want to be the voice. They want it to come all the way to Council for any of these to occur. So I think that's critical that happens. And again, the idea of these isn't just, you know, some temporary housing. It's 10 months out of 12 is the length that you could stay there. And it's supposed to be a program. So when you're there, you're off the streets, you're working on getting, you get clean and sober, you have counseling, you have treatment, you have job training, job location, they work on getting you housing assistance, everything else. The idea is that it's transitional. And if that works and that's the case, I think it can have some success. If this just becomes a place where everybody's just coming to stay and there's really no security and there's no program and no way out, then I don't think it's going to be effective. So, yeah, will be more meetings on this.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someplace where that works. It seems like they've been trying that up and down the coast from San Diego to Seattle, and you've yet to find someplace where it works.
There are ones that have worked, but you get ones like Seattle, where it has literally turned into something out of 80s B movie that was, you know, the post-apocalyptic, you know, craziness. And
you know
it's gotten that bad. So.
The demand is getting more and more because I see a bunch of new transients up on Churn Creek and Hilltop Drive, and I wish the city would address that rather than putting all the resources in downtown and their pet projects. It's getting worse over on my side of town, you know, the little stepbrother that lives east of the Sacramento River.
You know, Nick, this, as you can imagine, smacks of not in my backyard. So there'll be a lot of resistance,
yeah,
depending upon, you know, where they're projecting these sites. You know, people are going to be up in arms. So, yeah, it'll be curious to see. They have not disclosed any potential locations. So
see,
it'll be interesting.
They have not disclosed, and they need to get us in on the conversation.
Absolutely.
We're taxpayers.
Yeah.
My idea was to build a homeless camp, a dedicated camp, and this is the only place you can camp. I think that would be a good idea for these little huts and everything. Maybe the old landfill up on up by Holiday Market. What is it, Denton up there? No, I don't know. But to spread them all out, I just don't think that's going to work. I think that when you move delinquents into a neighborhood, they more or less contaminate the kids that are already in the neighborhood instead of them learning to change their ways.
You know, in that landfill, if they're not permanent structures, that might be possible. But when they cap a landfill like that, there's no construction for 75 years.
So that would be a great place to put a temporary facility like that.
All right, we're going to take a break on that note. We'll be right back here on KCNR. Thanks, Nick. And I'm here with House of Realty and the Middletons, Bruce and Cameron. We are encouraging, if you've got calls or comments like Nick's, to keep it to a minimum of 2 minutes. And we'll be right back.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Linda Bott. How you doing this morning on this Friday? KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and I'm here with the Middletons from House of Realty. Appreciate you guys being on. We love all the things that you do. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, and we know what it is when we are seniors and we see our family or have our parents or families or uncles that are seniors, and the Home Helpers does so much more than just coming into your house caring for maybe somebody who has gone to a place where they need to have assistance with taking medication or whatever. Also, like, just say if somebody was pregnant and came home from the hospital with a newborn and they needed help, these are licensed and bonded people that can come into your home. Wouldn't you like that? I like that. Licensed and bonded, really important to me. So if you're looking for somebody, maybe after surgery and they don't want to go to the aftercare and they want to be in their own home and you're looking for the professionals, go to Home Helpers. They just received an award for being number one in their field, and I don't know exactly what the title is, but congratulations. Sharon Clark has worked so hard with her company, and she founded this company, 15 some years ago, and really strives to have the best staff that she can get, and they are. So welcome back to our show this morning. We were talking at the break. Of course, Nick called in, and we were talking about this homeless whatever little trailers or something, and that what happens in the middle of the night doesn't, sometimes things exchange hands, or organizations make an agreement, and where the public is left out, even though we're the taxpayers, and this happens anywhere and it always all around the world. We don't like it happening in our own back step. So, well, let's talk about some of the places around town that we were visiting at the break. We were talking about we want to encourage people to move to Reading, and we have such a beautiful thing. Let's talk about downtown Reading, the goodness of what's happening with our downtown development.
Well, and I think the good news that occurred this week was that the city council did approve the second neighborhood protection unit, or policing unit, NPU.
Okay.
So that second NPU was approved, and that's a team of four Reading police officers that will be basically out of the new downtown substation located there in Foundry Square. And they will be patrolling really on the ground. A lot of times as on foot or on bicycle or on those really new electric motorcycles that they have that are very, very quiet. And they're going to be patrolling the downtown area, the River Trail, and I think their other directive is city parks. So I think a big part of that, and kind of to the discussion we were just at, we've got a lot of good new development and projects going on downtown, and a big focus on those is residential. So it's having people actually live downtown. And, you know, the new market center has now opened. People have moved into those upper stories there to move in there. I think that's a good project. We've got more downtown housing that's coming online. Some of it affordable housing, some of it market rate housing. But I think, you know, you've got to make housing, or you've got to make downtown feel safe for it to really grow and for it to expand. I think there's several other factors, but that's a key. And I think the NPU should be able to help with that. And, I mean, again, Yuba Street was getting really, really bad. They stepped in. They started working on that. It's gotten better. It's not perfect. But I think that NPU is really, really going to help that safety component, which is going to help downtown thrive. You're going to see those residences. There's obviously a housing shortage. You're going to have people that are going to be moving in. There's demand for those rental units. I think the big thing left to be seen is how we fill the first floors. And retail and restaurants.
I'm going into the chat pack now. Hey guys, good morning, everybody. And there were some of these outrages about the comments about the huts or whatever you're calling them. And also, I wanted to ask you about how many people would you say that lost their homes in Redding through the fires rebuilt on their site or went elsewhere, stayed in Redding?
I'm not sure what the percentage is. Shasta Voices monthly talks about number of building permits and car fire rebuilds. And there have been a lot of them. Although, you know, after the fire, we had a number of lots that were sold.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, you know, you talk about, well, someday I'm going to move to Idaho or whatever. Well, if you've lost your home, you're retired. If you're ever going to do it, that was the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's been a number of rebuilds. There's still some infill lots that, you know, that they haven't done. Part of the problem is the expense of rebuilding right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were properly insured, that's great. But if you weren't, it's going to be hard to rebuild what you lost.
Well, we bought our house through your realty company years ago, and I think you guys really worked hard for us. So that's a great thing. So this is a actual great fit, because I always say, you know, when you have people on your show, or we support local, you guys support us, is that what it is? When people can call in right live right now and talk to realtors about maybe something they're thinking about, or who's refinancing. People are talking about refinancing all the time right now. Do you guys work through, like, special lending people if people call you? Do you have, like, a group of lenders that you specifically recommend? You don't have to say it on the air.
Yes. We do. I mean, we have a Rolodex of lenders that we use. Some have specialties in various areas, and might be better suited for a particular borrower. And we do look at that. The real measure too, and rates are still low. They have inched up a little bit off the bottom. And as we've mentioned before, mortgage rates really are based off the 10-year Treasury yield. For the U.S. Treasury. And that bond actually is what mortgage rates really follow. And that has started to inch back up. It went down dramatically when COVID hit. I mean, really dramatically. And so since it has dropped down, it now has come back up. I think this morning the yield was 1.33%. And so that's going to bring mortgage rates a little bit higher, but we're still talking about very cheap money. You know, Dad, you talk about, you know, over the years, when you started, you saw things at 12%.
Oh, yeah, and higher. I think the first house I ever sold in Redding, it was 12.75, and the buyer was extremely happy to get it for under 13.
Right, right.
And you know, they
70s.
They've inched up. But, you know, you can still get a 30-year fixed at 3 or below, and a 15 for, you know, 2.5.
Depending on your credit.
Well, yeah, that's you know, with exceptional credit. But,
right.
But those rates, you know, I never thought in my lifetime I would see those rates. I remember when they were at 7, and I thought, okay, that's fair. We're in good shape now. But to get them three and under is, that's why you're seeing people, some people want to upgrade and move into a more expensive home. I mean, right. You know, their payment due to those rates, they can handle. Mm-hmm. But it's also enabled first time buyers to maybe qualify. The problem is now there's so little to buy. And if you're looking up 250, you're also competing with people looking to buy rentals and investors, and typically you'll get outbid, and that's another issue. But, yeah.
Well, so what do you feel is like the best value right now? We talk about there are, like you said, there's not very many rentals. You have a lot of the today. If we're going to recap, that over four you have more, but under two you have none. At 350, somebody wants a pool, you have one instead of several. So we were talking about the condos. When we come back from this break, can we talk about the Kutras property? It will always be called the Kutras property. And you guys are part of the whole development of looking into that. You know, I was saying, where can you buy condos in Reading? There is a need for people wanting to buy a condo, and there's basically very few condos in Reading. So you're talking about there could be condos on the river. Something somebody may look forward to in 2 years from now is, are they going to be, is there going to be a plan? Is there going to be like a plan that people can go into with a sales, like, oh, here's what you can get, your two-story or your one-story and your three-bedroom, and then put a, you know, that kind of thing when you go into like a new development. So let's talk about that when we get back from our break. We're going to go out early here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott. Welcome to our Friday show. In the last segment here, we'll be right back after these messages.
This year, turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Perdomo Reserve 10th Anniversary. The Perdomo Reserve is a medium to full-bodied blend, giving off notes of dark cocoa, espresso, and ending with a progressive complexity of mineral-rich zestiness. Come down to the shop for your Perdomo Reserve today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout.
Hey! The last portion of our show here on this Friday. Welcome back. This is Linda Bach. Carl's on a great assignment. I'm sure he'll tell you all about it next week. Can't wait to hear about it all myself. It'll be fun to hear that. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Thank you so much for making us be part of your morning talk show information. Made me think about, Rush Limbaugh. I was looking up information about him because I grew up, all my family listened to Rush, and he always made fun of Rio Linda. I grew up in Sacramento, so he was a Sacramento boy for a while and grew his whole syndication out of, and turned out to be KFBK. And again, we talked earlier about Tom Sullivan and Kitty O'Neill. Tom Sullivan ended up going to New York syndicating. He used to have a cop, and then he became a, so on and so forth. But anyway, a good old Jared is letting us know that we've got Ron on the line, and we're here with House of Realty with Bruce and Cameron Middleton, and we've been talking a lot about what's going on in the North State with real estate, with the trailers that may be coming. Oh my God! Anyway, Ron, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I got a question for your guest. You know, I've heard of several people who have left Reading. They would like to have built their own homes or something. Anyway, the permit fees, they said, were just so extravagant. They were so high that they couldn't afford to do it, so they left. And a couple of these people were some young families and a guy just out of the Marine Corps. And I mean, how better, citizen could you get? But in the city and the county, why are they so high? And can you tell me how much it would cost to build an average house for the permit fees first, okay? I'll take my answer on here. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ron.
Well, Ron, I agree with you. They are too high. General impact fees in the city are right around $30,000 to build a house. And so what we're running into is you've got some competition, to buy the land. So you purchase your lot. You've got your design and architecture costs, and then your fees and your impact fees and your costs there. And there's city fees and school fees as well. And so when you start to total those fees up and now you're getting ready to put a shovel in the ground, you're already into that. Realistically over six figures. You're over $100,000. And now you need to start going out and buying materials that are sky high. And doing it makes it very tough. What some people have done in town here over the last 2 years are purchase car fire lots. So lots that were burned, and once the house was built and it burned down, in most cases, the fees go along with the lot. So now you're able to do it without having to pay those impact fees. So that would, that creates a bit of a premium on that lot, but you're at least able to have those. And in terms of why they're that high, that's a very good question. They were increased years ago. There really was almost a doubling of them several years back. And it really is the outlook has to do with growth. And so I know the common refrain that we've had, and my father and I both have spoken at meetings and have pushed for years to try and get fees lowered. Park fees have also recently gone up for park construction, not maintenance, but construction. And as they go up, they basically are anticipating substantial growth in the city of Reading. And so if we need growth, we have to put in new sewer lines. We have to put in new roads. We have more police protection that is needed. But what we have really seen over the last, gosh, decade plus is that we haven't seen that kind of growth. And when this was done, you know, I don't want to say the amount of time, but about 15 years ago, it was, hey, look, we're growing like crazy. And that was back in the 05, 06, 07 era. We're growing like crazy. We're going to have all these new people. We need to really have all these impact fees in order to accommodate all this growth that is coming. And then there we were 10 years later, and I remember we were in the room, asked the city manager, well, how much have we grown in the last 10 years? And the answer was zero. Yet we collected fees in anticipation of massive growth. So I think, in my opinion, yes, they're too high. I think it can be restrictive. Right now, we are having builders that are able to build. Usually that is by, you know, larger developers or someone who has purchased a car fire lot, or who already owns the land. But in terms of going out right now and building a spec house, I wouldn't recommend it. You have to really have a sharp pencil in order to make that happen. And even some of those that just want to go and build a home and make it theirs and make it livable, it becomes very, very difficult. And I think we need to get away from that and make it so that it's easier. It's also just tough in the state of California. I talked to a contractor day before yesterday, and this guy's a true blue Democrat who was just saying, I'll tell you what, this governor and some of these in the legislature doesn't get it together and make it easier to build a house in the state of California, we're going to find ourselves deeper and deeper into this housing crisis. And he's right.
Well, in the housing crisis, we're over 3 million homes short in the state of California right now. And every year, it's one of the top priorities. And they haven't really been building any more houses than they were before. Ron, on your point, too, on the car fire victims, if you had a home burn and it was 2,000 square feet, technically you could rebuild that same home, 2,000 feet, and actually up to 500 square feet more without any fees other than like a plan check. However, in many instances, people were either not insured or underinsured and weren't able to rebuild. And those are the lots that came up for sale, and contractors like those because the fees and permits were basically paid.
I'm going to ask you something about insurance. How when you buy a house or you build a house, don't you, is it how you're raised? How would you just not have insurance? I just don't get when you say not insured at all. I don't understand not being insured.
Well, there were a lot of homes. You take Keswick, for the Keswick area out there. Those were smaller homes, and a lot of people had them paid for. And insurance was somewhat prohibitive, so they didn't insure them. French Gulch, there were a number of homes out there that burned that were had no insurance. And that, so there were a lot of people that just, you know, hoped that the worst wouldn't happen, and that I have a friend that had three rental homes in French Gulch. They all burned. He had no insurance at all. So that, or you're underinsured. You know, you need to look at your policy to see what rebuilding will cost. And you, if you haven't looked at that for 5, 6, 7 years, you're not properly insured.
Well, I'll tell you what, because of course, you know, Carl, being in the military, he's been with USAA for, since what, for 30, 40 years. And so we had heard through the fire that they, the USAA people, were the first to get their checks. And they were fully, you know. But Judy Maxwell has done, like, I've had people that I know that moved their stuff over to Judy because they were getting notices that they were being, they were going to be renewed, and there was panic. So, anyway.
Judy's phenomenal.
Yeah, and does, is able to work miracles, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it was so tragic. I think we're still reeling from it. And, of course, we had Kimberly on this morning, who was one of the people who lost their homes. And we were talking about grief and what that goes through. And then Ron calls and talks about somebody who had to move from the area because they couldn't rebuild or try to build on a new house. But when we're talking about underinsured or not insured, even when I rented an apartment, I guess my parents always instilled in me, and I drove, and I was a single woman not making very much money. I always paid, like, what was it, $50 a month for PLPD for my car and renter's insurance, which was like maybe $40 or $25. But it was part of, I knew that I had to have that because if I was to have a fire or anything stolen, that I wanted to be covered.
Well, everybody should be covered, you know, but it's not always, you know, doable. I know people that prior to turning 65 and getting Medicare, their health insurance was $900, $1,100, yes, $1,200 a month. And you start, you know, you get to a certain point, all right, I'm 63 years old. You know, I'm going to just hope for the best,
yeah,
and quit paying $1,200 a,
yeah,
month. And I know a lot of people that have done that, and, you know, generally it worked out.
Well, I guess I can understand, like, maybe if somebody says you got a shake roof, when I think about maybe some of the houses out in,
right,
French Gulch, you got a shake roof, we're not going to insure you.
Oh,
you,
yeah,
know?
And it's really been a dilemma in terms of how to do,
right,
that and go about it. But I think to your point earlier, you know, we need to be looking at other types of housing. You mentioned condos.
Yes.
I think, you know, again, we start looking at condos. We have very, very few condos in the city of Reading. A lot of these other areas, half of what they have on the market is condos. We don't have them. I think, you know, we're looking at that possibility down
at
Park
Marina. Right.
And at some other areas. But that's going to be something I think we'll start to see more of.
People are wanting to either get down, scale down, go half of what their property is. They could sell now, put the money, but you know where you're going to move. But anyway, and do condo living where they don't have to worry. And I know that there's a lot of people that are thinking on those terms, and they want to stay in this community but don't want the big upkeep.
Yeah, and you know, no maintenance is kind of a favorable thing. You pay your homeowners association, and your maintenance is taken care of.
Well, we got a roll here.
Okay.
So thank you so much,
yeah,
for joining us. And again, if you've got
any
real estate